The number of children receiving school meals, in fact, is lowest in countries where the need is the greatest. In low-income countries, the proportion of children receiving school meals is just 18%. While, in fact, in lower middle-income countries, the figure is 49%. It works, in fact, as a safety net in time of crisis. And it should be used more and more as a safety net in these times of crisis, even in, I would say, rich countries.
Why is it that the number of children receiving school meals is very low where the need is highest?
The percentage of children in poor countries is low because of the budget. The government are paying most of the time for these school feeding programs, and the World Food Program assists the government in 63 countries, and we support the program to feed almost 25 million children around the world. But it's not enough. There are many countries who need more support. And donor support is crucial for these low-income countries. External development assistance accounts for 83% of investment in school feeding in low-income countries. It means that we need more donors on board, and we need more and more to support those low-income countries for them to scale up their school feeding programs.
How important is the school feeding program, especially in the poor and developing countries?
It's very important because it helps the children to get, of course, adequate food, but also education. And it helps also and promote local agriculture. For instance, WFP also feeds and provides school feeding programs for girls, including take-home rations for 1.3 million girls and 500,000 boys. It provides an incentive for poor families to keep their children in class rather than pulling them out to work in the fields or in factory, or just for girls, for instance, to stay at home. So it's all benefit for those low-income countries.
In the developed countries where there are school feeding programs, is this something new because of the austerity measures that we are seeing? Governments are finding difficult to provide support to those who are vulnerable?
During the food and fuel crisis of 2008, many governments already used this to protect the most vulnerable from hunger and looked to school meals to achieve that. It's true that now, in the current recession, even wealthy nations are examining how school meals can prevent families from slipping deeper into poverty. And this is the direction we should all look towards.